Recording in progress.
Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. Even though it is cold, it looks nice and beautiful outside. What a great gift of God. This is the last Sunday of the last week of the year that we are coming as a close to the end of this year. It is only out of thankfulness that we can be here today. And because God has been good to us all these times during the past. We may have to go through ups and downs, and everybody has that. But constantly God's faithfulness had been there always with us, comforting us, guiding us as we went through difficult times. It was God's grace. And let us be thankful as we worship God together during this last day of the year. God has given us another day to be here in this world to be a blessing. And if God allows another year to step into tomorrow, it is going to be because of His grace, and it is because His will for us is to be here one more day or one more year to be a blessing. So let us be thankful for that. God is good, and He's going to be good all the time. And the announcements, I will go quickly. At the second page in the bulletin, if you want to turn with that, with me, on that. As you all know that we are getting a little colder, these machines are not really working great when it is really cold. So I've been looking at putting a heating system to replace the old one. And Oscar said he probably can do it cheaper because he has done it before. So I will work with them if God allows, you know, by next spring or summer. We need some money. So if you have some extra money during the tax season, please put that towards air conditioning and heating. Because we have two systems that we have to replace. At least we have to replace this one for the sanctuary. Then we'll look at the one in the office area. Anyway, keep that in our prayers and also in our giving so that we can continue with that project next year. Our food bank ministry still continues to grow. The food, the donations that we get out of that goes to the children's family, the Hispanic children family. And we donated about $300 worth of gifts last Sunday. About 15 children were benefited out of that, and you probably could see their excitement and their family's excitement, and the family thank all of us for that. So thank you all for giving those donations for that special cause. Let us continue to do that work that God has given us to do at this opportunity. My books are still available. Please buy them. It will help us in our missions. And our mailing address is listed for those who are able to not able to come here and mail in donations or your communications. Anybody know somebody named Wiley Scruggs? That sounds familiar to me. Somebody donated some money over the internet. All I have is an email address, so I send him an email, him or her, our email address to contact me, but I haven't heard. It's been 2 weeks. So if you thank Wiley, whoever that is, probably sometimes they may be attending on YouTube, I don't know. Sometimes the people who attend on YouTube, we don't know if somebody's watching it. On Zoom, we know somebody coming in, but on YouTube, we don't know. So thank God for those kind of people who are helping us in various different ways. We'll have our cooking class by Norman on January 13, Saturday at 10 a.m. And we also have somebody for February, JC. Probably some of you know her. She has volunteered to do some Mexican food in February.
In February. Oh, so Nairobi will be when?
March. Okay. We can do Nairobi in March. So we're looking forward to that, Norman. We'll do that. And
we'll see.
We'll help you out with whatever you need. Okay, let us know. This time you can back off. All right, we'll continue to work with the children to get the art class going, so I'll work with them, and Wayne also will be working with them on that. Our third Thursday luncheon will be on January 18 at 1 p.m. at Golden Corral. So please join for some time of lunch and fellowship there. Next Sunday, January 7th, will be the first Sunday of the month and also first Sunday of the year. We will celebrate Lord's Table. With the Hispanic ministry, we all are welcome to the table. The disaffiliation update, the documents are scheduled to be signed on January 11th, Thursday, with the district superintendent, and Robert and I are planning to be there to do that, working with an attorney to get the documents ready. So hopefully that everything will be done. Today is a critical date because all the signs and the names and all the things have to be changed by today. Today was the last date.
Oh, I did the check today, all names.
Who?
Piedmont.
Fellowship Church. That's what most of the people.
No, I did the check. I did it.
Community.
Methodist Church.
UNC.
Oh, okay.
I did too.
That's fine, okay?
Okay.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Oh, check is okay, yeah. Check, you can put that because we haven't changed that yet.
Ah, okay.
But the main thing is any signs that says United Methodist should be taken down.
Okay.
So we cannot do that. So Piedmont Fellowship Church is the most number of signatures that we got. So I ordered the sign. It will be up in about another week or so. They have to make it from the scratch. So it will take some time. And also I applied for that name for the Secretary of State. I haven't seen an objection. Usually gets an objection right away if there's a name already. So hopefully Piedmont Fellowship Church will be approved, and I have to get a EIN number before we go to the signing. So please keep all of this in our prayers. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts and service at Witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Continue to use our website for all the information. I uploaded a lot of pictures. You can also donate over our website, www.piedmontumc.com. Please continue to check that out for updates. Those are my announcements. Are there any special announcements anybody have? Anything else? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness. If you are able, please stand.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, all I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to come here and also online to worship You together with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, to worship You as Your children. Dear God, we come to the close of another year, and we thank You that You have been with us through the days of this past year. We thank You that You are constantly with us. You have comforted our hearts. You have heard our prayers. You have been our help in all the time of our needs. We thank You again for Your constant presence in our lives. We pray that as we prepare for another year, Lord, help us, Lord, to trust in You. There is none of us who knows what the new year may hold. But we thank You that every moment of that year is in Your hands, and You will be with us no matter what happens. We thank You that with the promise of guiding us, to be with us, as Emmanuel, so that we can go forward with confidence and in your peace. We pray that you will help us to walk with you in the ways that you want us, better than before, more faithful, more powerful for you. Thank you again for this time that you have given us in this church today to worship you, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Honor your name and lift up your name and magnify your name in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, in everything that we do here, Lord. Pray that your name be lifted up, your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us get up and greet each other in Christian love at this time.
You have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path and my laying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it altogether.
You pursue me behind and before, and lay your hands upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high I cannot attain.
Whither shall I go from your spirit?
Or whither shall I flee from your presence?
If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.
But it was you who formed my inward parts.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful.
Wonderful are your works.
You know me very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately wrought in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my unformed substance.
In your book were written the days that were formed for me, every day before they came into being.
How profane to me for your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them!
If I would count them, they are more than the sand.
When I awake, I am still with you. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
This is our prayer time now. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, the prayer requests are listed there. In those boxes, continue to pray for these people and these items. Continue to pray for the people who are recovering from their illnesses and healing for Harry and Lou and Jerry Hayes, Skip, also Ronnie. Pray for those families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, particularly the holiday season, that God will give them the peace. Let us also keep our service workers in our prayers for their safety, our military, fire, police, and many others who work behind the scenes on a daily basis, our delivery people, mailmen, trash workers, many, many others. So let us be thankful for their services and also keep them in our prayers for their safety and their family safety. Let us pray for world leaders, for peace in this world, that they will make wise decisions to bring peace and unity in this world, and also for our nation. Pray for our president, leaders of the Congress, and all the others who work, governors and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will bring peace in this country and also around the world. We pray for the church leaders. Continue to pray for our church as we step into the new year, that God will guide us every step of the way to be faithful in the ministry that God has given us to do, to be a blessing in this community. Those are the prayer requests that I have. Anybody has any special call outs or prayer requests? Yes, G.
A friend of mine's mom in Alabama, was in hospital Friday with RSV.
RSV. Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Loving and gracious God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your will. Thank you, God, for the gift of life, along with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for the gift of family, friends, and fellowship, and church, for all the things that we enjoy in our lives stored from you, O God. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us to come here. Even in the midst of our frailty and weakness, you help us to be here to worship you. We thank you for the manifold blessings that follow us and you shower upon us every day, even when we are not aware of it. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you with our needs and burdens also. Many of us are sick in our bodies, broken in our spirits and in our souls in many different ways. As we live in this world, Lord, it's always that natural that we get broken in many different ways. But you are the one who can make us whole. You are the great physician. Even the youth grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we find ourselves lonely and no place to turn to, you give us the comforting presence and your guidance of the Holy Spirit. When we go through life's sorrows and grief, you are the one who comforts us. Your constant faithfulness, your love is always there with us, even when our situations and our people around us change. Loving God, we thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. We lift up all of those who need us, need your protection and need your guidance during this time. Touch those who need your healing with your healing hand. Comfort those who are sick and in distress, and strengthen those who are weak. We pray for all of these families that we have named here who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. A painful holiday season for many of them. We pray for grace and comforting peace to be with them, Lord. Peace that passeth all understanding, that the world cannot give, and the world cannot take it away from them. We pray for those who are struggling with health issues in their bodies. Particularly we pray for Lou and Harry. We pray for Ronnie. We pray for Jerry Hayes. We pray for Skip. We pray for many others who have not given their names but are struggling in various different ways. We pray for the friend of Jean who is having RSV. And also we pray for Linda's nephew, Mike, for your healing hand to touch him, Lord. We pray for the Mays family as they are also grieving at the death of their dear one. Continue to bless them with your grace and peace. We pray for our nation, our country. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and delivery clerks, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We are thankful for their services, O God. We pray for their safety and their family's safety during this holiday season. As we step into the new year, we pray for your grace upon them. We pray for our country and the leaders of our country, President and leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions. We pray that you will guide them with your Holy Spirit, that they will fear God and make decisions that will bring blessing to the people and peace and unity in this country. We pray for world peace and world leaders who make decisions, Lord. We pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts, that they will make the right decisions to bring peace. Especially we pray for the war-ridden areas in many parts of the world, particularly Israel and Palestine, and also the people who are being persecuted as Christians in many parts of the world. Particularly we hear about the Nigerian crisis and problems with the Christians facing persecution there. And the Armenians who are facing persecution. We pray for your grace upon them, strengthen them, Lord, in their faith. We pray that you will be merciful in those areas, Lord, and also change the hearts of the tormentors, that they will change their hearts and turn to God. We pray for their change of hearts, O God, you are the only one who can change their hearts. We pray for our church and leaders of the church as we step into the new year with our disaffiliation and the new focus that we are getting. We pray for your grace upon us to do your work faithfully in this community. The whatever ways we can to be a loving and caring and compassionate group of people here to serve this community as much as we can. Thank you again for your presence in our midst. Help us to worship you today, Lord, in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name as we meditate on your word. Open our hearts and our minds so that we can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can go home and wherever we work or do our daily lives in the days to come to be faithful and more powerful witnesses for you. We thank you for again your presence in our midst. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who is faithful and he does not change. Loving God, we thank you for your constant faithfulness that follows us every day. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us as we come before you with a portion of what you have blessed us with, Lord. Take this offertory and bless it. You are the source of all that we have, and from your open hand we received everything. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for those who are able to give joyfully today, and we also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we'll read the scripture now, which is taken from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 12. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turned people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a mourn. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your word. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can hear the meaning of the message and apply that in our lives. Lord, we come before you with a grateful heart. Help us, Lord, to be grateful in everything that we enjoy and we receive in our lives, including your word. Empower us with your word so that we can be a blessing to others in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 90 that we just have on the screen and we just read here today is a good psalm of wisdom. And it says in the top that we saw that it was a song written by Moses. And the scholars are saying that it was written after the death of Aaron, his brother, his older brother. Aaron was the priest and Moses was the leader of the Jewish people when they were led through the wilderness. And one was the religious head and the other one was the political head. That's how the brothers worked together. I don't have to tell you the whole story, but I will briefly tell how Aaron became so much ingrained in the ministry of Moses, because when Moses was called by God to go to the Pharaoh and talk to Pharaoh to let his people go, and Moses thought himself to be very weak, and he also came up with a lot of excuses that he could not do it because he's a humble man. He doesn't have the qualification for it. And he told him also that he had a stammering tongue. So he stuttered. That's what he said. "Lord, I am a stuttering man. How can I go in front of Pharaoh to talk about your people?" He has to be somebody who is able to speak well. Then God told Moses, "Regardless of you speak or not, I called you. And I can empower you with whatever you need. Take Aaron, your brother, who can speak well with you. He will speak for you." That son, Aaron, became part of the ministry of Moses. And then Aaron became the religious head or the ceremonious head of the church or the temple that they were worshipping at that time. It's called the tabernacle at that time during the wilderness. But that's how Moses and Aaron, brothers, worked together to lead the people. One in religious ways, the other through the political and leadership that Moses was leading them. When Aaron was passed away, Moses found himself alone. And he felt a lot of loneliness probably. And also he probably was very anxious how things are going to turn out. So he wrote this psalm about the brevity of life and the faithfulness of God. And then he says in verse 12, that is a very wise verse, that it says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. As we come to the conclusion of one more year in our life, it is with great gratitude that we are all here. Even with all the troubles that we had to go through, it is with great gratitude and thanks that we have full of in our hearts. But today is not just the conclusion of one year. It is an opportunity to reflect, to have a reflection of the past life and anticipation of a new beginning that is to come with the new year. We may find moments of joy, challenges, troubles that tested our faith when we look back this whole year. We may find a lot of things that probably was not very pleasant. But at the same time, we also will find a lot of blessings that God has given us in various different ways. And we cannot forget. Many, many times when I sit down and look at the blessings versus the troubles, the blessings always are more than the troubles. So it is always for us to be grateful and thankful for the blessings God gives us. He's talking about the fleeting nature of our life in this world. In this psalm, when we continue to read, he says that our life in this world can be 70 or 80 maximum. That's what he says. 80. So he says that our life can be 70 or 80, and it goes like the breath of our breath. So it's so fleeting. But at the same time, he also says that whatever time that we have, it has to be numbered. He said, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Have you ever numbered your days? I have seen one pastor one time showed me his Bible. You know, this next to this verse in his Bible, every year he calculates the number of days that has passed. So he calculates 365 days and add that to every year at the end of the year. So he has a list of additions there. So that means if you have only 10 years, if you have 3,650 days, it's not many. So many of us are towards the end of our life's journey, in this church particularly. And many of us don't expect to be here a long time, right? We don't want to be here too long. Because we already have the pains of our bodies and the things that we are already going through. And also, we are going through cultural diversities and things that probably we may not be able to adjust. So I think there is a reason why God has put our limited time in this world. We don't want to see the next generation or the generation after that living a lifestyle and things that we may not be able to do. So before they kick us out, God wants us to be away from this place. That's what the best thing to do, right? When you are singing very well, it is time to retire. Before people say it is time to go, it is time to go before everybody asks you to go. So God has given us a limited time in this world with a purpose. And it is a very short time, considering the length of generations of this world that have passed. And 70 or 80 years is not a lot of time. That is why Moses asking us and asking God to give us the heart of wisdom so that we can count every day of our life. To count every day of our life, meaning to count, it is so valuable. Each moment that we live in this world is very valuable. Death is a certainty, that we all know that. But the time of death is not certain. Nobody knows when we will die. But we all know that we will die. The scripture says that it is appointed unto man wants to die. It says that in the scripture. But there are people who try to figure out when they die. And I was looking at, I read an article some time ago in the People magazine, published an article with a picture. A man was running, running as his race of his life. That picture says the race of life, and at the end it says dead end, because our life ends up with death. That's what it says. And it talks about a clock that will tell you how many days are left for you to live. It's called a death clock. I don't know if you want to see that or you want to try that. You can buy it for $19.99 on the internet, or you can go to a website called deathclock.com, and it will ask you your gender, your age, your weight, your height, all of that stuff, and it will put together the number of years that you expect to live, and that give you a date and time of death. So you don't want to try that. But I tried that, and I try that every end of the year. And I told my wife yesterday, told me I will live up to 2032. So another 9 years left, right, for me. And I asked her to calculate that. She said she didn't want to do that. It's just calculating based on your weight, your health condition. It's just a calculation. That's all it is. But it's very interesting that, you know, that time of death is uncertain. No matter how advanced you get, no matter how medically advanced and technologically advanced that you get, nobody knows when you are going to die.
Amen.
So when my dad was 91 years old, and I went to visit him, I was in my 50s, and I sat with him, and there was another minister with me, and we talked about all these things, and he told him, you're going to be 91 next year. You may want to set your record and all these things straight before you go. So he said, what do you mean by that? He asked us, and he said, well, you might be gone in several years from now. You won't be here. And he asked us a question. How do you know who will go first? How do you know you won't go before me? So we just backed off. We stopped our conversation there with our dad. That is very true, though. You can be 90 or 70, it doesn't matter. One of our primary care physicians that we went to visit, 72 years old, right? 71 or 72. He collapsed and died in his office. Heart attack. A doctor who has been in our community, Johns Creek, he has been there for like 15 years, practicing there. That was tragic for the office, and they were all grieving when we went there for our appointment. So these are the things that tells us that our life is very short and very fragile. Nobody knows when our life will end. But the scripture always teaches us to be ready for death. A person who is not ready to die is not really ready to live. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. said one time, because he was afraid to die, because he got life threats on his life, and there were people who were shooting at his window during that time of struggles that they were going through here in this country, and he was very afraid of his life. And one day he told his wife that, I'm not going to do this work anymore, I'm backing off. So he was so afraid and he could not sleep. But when he went and prayed about it, that's what he got from God. He said, a man who is not afraid of death can only live in this world without fear of death. So if you are not afraid to die, if you are afraid to die, then you are afraid to live. But as long as you don't fear death, you can live and do your work. God in his wisdom doesn't tell us the day of our death, because there is many reasons for it. If there was finality to everybody who knows when you're going to die, you know what's going to happen. People become evil. Most likely people become evil rather than become loving. If I know I'm going to die tomorrow for certain, most likely my evil nature will come out. You know, who cares? I have only 24 hours left. You know, it can be other way around too. As Christians, we look the other way around and say that God has given only a few moments of life to be a blessing here, to change our ways of living and to be a blessing of ours. So our life is running shorter and not longer. We all know that. Life is brief and is limited. In many ways, people thought that the technological advances will bring us extension of our lives. And that is true, though. Our longevity has extended. But that doesn't mean that we have more time here. Because in 1960s and in 1970s, and the computer were coming up, people predicted that we will have computers do a lot of work. And our work days will go from 40 hours to 20 hours a week, so we can have the rest of the week enjoy. Guess what happened? The technology grew and everything advanced, and we have iPhones and, you know, what are things that we have now? But we still don't have time.
Right.
We still don't have time to meet with each other, to visit family, to visit friends, not to mention to be in church. We don't have time for anything, even with all these advances that we have. We all like to think that we can live a long life. That's what we like to think, that you know, we are all going to have an enjoyable long life. A man was in hospice care, and during the last days of his life, you ask for anything, then you give them whatever they want. And this person asked for to have Coke, mm-hmm. Coca-Cola, because he liked Coca-Cola. And then when they brought Coca-Cola to him and gave it to him, he said, "Well, I don't want it because it may become a habit." That's what, even at the brink of death, we think that we are going to live longer, which is natural. That's natural tendency for every living being, including animals. Nobody thinks that we are going to die soon. Nobody wants to. That is our natural instinct, that we want to live longer. We like to think even on the brink of our death, our end is not near. It is paradoxical that the idea of living a long life appeals to everyone, but the idea of getting old and dying do not appeal to anybody. That's how nature is. We don't like to talk about death or the finite. But the truth is that the moment we are born into this world, we are growing towards the finality of death. Every moment counts, and everyone has to accept the fact that there is a finality to our life. So just like Moses, let us towards the end of this year, as we come to the close of this year, let us pray that God will give us a wisdom in our hearts so that we can number our days. If we get another day in this world next year, I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be more loving and kind and compassionate in this world. Even if it is only one more day that I have in this world, Lord, give me the wisdom to teach my, to number my days. Life is a limited time offer. That's what a friend of mine used to say. You know, we have that limited time offer, especially during the holidays, 24-hour sale, limited time offer. And especially with the car dealers used to say that if you buy it today, and you're on the phone, if you buy it now and sign a contract, you can get this price. It's a limited time offer. I mean, I consider life is also a limited time offer. The days in calendar are closer than it looks. You know, see that little thing on the mirror that says the objects in the mirror are closer than they look in the car mirrors? That's the same thing with life. The days in the calendar are closer than they look. The end of life is closer than we think or we like to think. So life is a limited time offer, and it will end soon. But let us be thankful for what we have, and whatever we have, we are going to get. Let us be thankful for that. God has put us this life as a limited time offer in this world, and it can end at any time. And God wants us to be enjoying our lives, not to be afraid of death, but to live in this life fully, enjoying His love and His care in this world, so that we can live each day as if it were the last day of this world. It doesn't matter how much wealth we accumulate. It doesn't matter how much reputation that we have or we have earned in this world. They will all end one day, and we are all going to be in the same place. And death is an equalizer. That's what I always say. It doesn't matter you are the president or you are a blue-collar worker. It doesn't matter if you are a billionaire or you don't have any money. It doesn't matter. We all end up in the same place one day. And that's a great equalizer. But our souls Redemption is the most important. That Jesus said, what profit is a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? That's what Jesus said. Our salvation of our soul and also the salvation of our dear ones are more important than any other thing in this world that we can. A man who was told by the king that he can get all the land he can walk from day until evening or until sunset. So the man came and started walking in the morning. Started walking in the morning, and then he said he can earn all the land he can walk or run during the day before sunset. So he ran and ran and ran as much as he can earn. You know, the more you run, the more land you can get. But you have to come back to the starting point before sunset also. So the more you run away from the starting point, the more you have to run back. Sometimes we forget that. So he ran and ran far away from the starting point, and realizing that the starting point is far away back. So he turned around, and around like evening came, and he said, oh man, I have to go back. So he started running back to the starting point. Finally he reached the starting point, collapsed and died. And the story is the story that says that even though he ran and ran and got all that land that he ran all day, all he needed was 6 feet of land to bury his body at the end of the day.
Amen.
This is what's happened to a lot of us. We try to run and run and run. We try to do a lot of things packed in our lives to be busy, to earn the wealth we have. These are all good things. But the good things can also come with some threats. We have to be aware of it. Whatever we accumulate is not going to go with us. Have you ever seen a U-Haul truck going under behind a hearse? No, nobody's going to take your furniture with you.
No.
The funeral home would say, stay away from those things. If you don't want all of that stuff, you just want the body. And that's what the reality of life is. So let us be wise and let us pray like Moses did to teach us, God, to number our days so that we can gain a heart of wisdom. The good news and among all of this is that we are still alive. We are here. We are here alive. The good news is that we are still alive, and that means God has extended the offer. So it's the limited time His offer extended to each one of us. That's why we are here today. And if we get another year in this world, let us always be thankful that God has extended us one more year.
Amen.
Let us be thankful for that. May the good Lord bless us with these words when we go from this place, with the opportunities that God gives us to be a blessing to others. As long as we live here, let us be thankful and wait for the new year to come. And happy new year to you all. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Amazing Grace, 378. If you are able, please stand. We will sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 6, and then Miss Lou will add another stanza, Praise God, at the end.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. Once was lost, but now I'm
People of God, as we come to the close of 1 year, let us be reminded of the fact that it is not how long we live, it is how we live in this world that matters. Help us, let us pray that God will help us to number our days, to seek God's guidance, to live a way that reflects His love and grace in this world. May we take each day, one step at a time, accounting towards eternity. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
All have a happy New Year.
Amen.